Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A Republican $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies is closer to passage. And it happened in a rare move, as Democrats helped Republicans push that bill forward. Final votes are expected tomorrow. House Speaker Mike Johnson was working to salvage the wartime funding, especially for Ukraine, as it faces a critical moment battling Russia. His own job is also under threat. As three of his own conference members are supporting a move to oust him as speaker. A full jury has now been seated in the trial of former President Donald Trump in New York. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has more.
Just after 1:30 in the afternoon on Friday, Judge Juan Merchan said from the bench, "We have our full panel, that is 12 jurors and 6 alternates. This paves the way for the actual trial to start on Monday. Among the jurors selected, an insurance broker, a project manager, and a retired marketer originally from Spain. Among those not chosen, an entertainment executive who once said on Twitter he believed Trump was, quote, the devil, a retired high school teacher who had posted photos on Facebook from an anti-Trump women's march, and a mother of 4 who broke down in tears when she said she had once been incarcerated. The New York jury has known Trump far longer than most of the nation. Just today, potential jurors said they knew Trump friend and foe Chris Christie of New Jersey, worked with the son of a witness, and knew a court officer serving in that very courtroom. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Climate change likely will increase the economic value of rooftop solar panels in the coming decades. That's according to a new study. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the survey of 2,000 homes found a warming climate will make solar more valuable in nearly all communities across the U.S.
A changing climate can bring extreme heat and more clouds, which both reduce rooftop solar panel performance, but more sun can also boost generation. Consider the pluses and minuses, and they cancel each other out in some places. Overall, though, University of Michigan professor Michael Craig says climate change will boost the value of solar up to nearly 20% for other reasons.
The key factor here was not so much the change in solar generation. The key factor instead was increased demand of a household because of more air conditioning.
Craig says electricity generated from rooftop solar will get used directly for cooling, which avoids retail utility rates. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Builders broke ground on nearly 15% fewer homes in March than the month before, and much of that was in single-family houses, which fell more than 12%. Building permits, which are considered a guide to future construction activity, were also down last month. Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory. The Dow was up 211 points, NASDAQ down 319. You're listening to NPR News. Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, vote tonight on whether to join the United Auto Workers Union. This as the UAW tries to expand its reach to non-union factories across the South. The UAW's ranks in the auto industry have dwindled over the years, and workers at the Chattanooga plant have previously rejected union membership. But this time, the UAW is operating under new leadership and basking in a successful confrontation with Detroit's major automakers. The union's new president, Sean Fain, led the UAW in a series of strikes last fall against Detroit's automakers that resulted in lucrative new contracts. Tesla is recalling the new Cybertruck to fix a sticky situation. That is an accelerator pedal that can get stuck. As NPR's Camila Domonoski reports, the problem stems from soap.
Tesla says that an unapproved change on the assembly line introduced soap as a lubricant to help put pads onto accelerator pedals. Traces of the soap remained behind, making it too easy for the pad to slip off and sometimes leave the pedal stuck in a depressed position. Tesla says hitting the brakes works even with the accelerator down, and no crashes or injuries were reported as a result. This is actually the second soap-related manufacturing process to make headlines after a Boeing supplier raised eyebrows by using soap in airplane assembly. The recall affects every Cybertruck delivered so far, a little less than 4,000 vehicles. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
Crude oil prices higher by the close, gaining 0.7%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.